Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's happening right after this. Okay, happy Friday, everybody. How are you, Sweet Tea? How psyched are you about the 20th episode?
I feel like someone messaged us the other day and they were like, it feels like you've done more than 20 episodes. Yeah. And I was just like, it does actually. They're not wrong.
We've been requested to cover conspiracy theories on the show a lot before.
A lot of times.
A lot. And we are going to get to one. We chose to start off with this new segment of the show. We chose one of the most famous conspiracy theories.
And he says most famous, but I didn't know about it until now.
I find it mad that you didn't know about it. But we are going to be deciding, court is going to be deciding whether the moon landings were faked or real right here on the show. And that is happening just after this. Okay, here we go. Sweet Tea. So, conspiracy theory time. The conspiracy theory we're tackling today: were the moon landings faked? First off, we asked our audience on Instagram, and you've got the statistics, haven't you?
I do.
Cool. Why don't you tell us what they said?
Yeah, I might do. No. Sorry. 8% said they definitely do think it's fake.
Yeah.
Leaving, 92%, if you can do the maths, meaning thinking that it did happen.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's two people that do think it's fake. That's 24 people that think it happened. So okay, it's quite a fair amount of replies.
Yes,
there.
And from my research today, in Britain in general, 1 in 6 people believe that the moon landings were faked.
Wow. So okay.
Yeah, and I've done 3 hours of research today into this.
Bloody hell.
So we can thoroughly have a full-on answer on whether it is or not. And if the answer at the end is because is that they weren't fake, it's not because we're scared of the government knocking on our door.
FBI, open up!
It's because that's the truth, and we're going to get to what the truth is or not. All right. I found that sound this morning.
God's sake.
But first, what I wanted to get to first is, one, I find the topic of space really interesting. I find it so interesting how we get into space, what the plans are for the future, everything. And so
I agree.
So if anyone wants to know, I'm going to go through a lot of info today, but I very much oversimplified it so that it can be more casual for casual listeners. They don't have to really concentrate. So I'm going to give some context. There's a reason why the conspiracy theory of the moon landings were fake. There's a reason why it came about. So I'm going to go through the history of how man got to the moon so we can best know the reason why people think that they could be faked.
And suddenly everyone clicks off.
I think it's going to be quite entertaining. I've oversimplified it. I've not used any like big words. It's just going to be a fun story about how we got to space.
I think go for it.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to know, a lot of my research, I watched, there was a show called History 101 on Netflix, and they've got an episode on the space race. So I watched that, and then I read a bunch of articles on Google for a couple hours about conspiracy theories. So basically, do you know anything, Sweet Tea, about the story of how man got onto the moon?
In a rocket.
Yes, they did go in a rocket. Fair enough. Basically, it was a huge thing in the 60s through to the 70s. It was a time, and it was called the space race. Basically, it was a race to get the first person on the moon into space. And so far, in throughout history, 563 people have visited space.
Really?
Yeah, 501 are women, 62... No, 501 are men, 62 are women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we've... What I found really interesting, 30 lives have been lost from space, and all of them have... All the lives have been lost from training. No one's died up in space. It's always been during the training to get up there.
Holy shit, that they've really? Died.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
And in 1 year, the world spends $62 billion on space and space research and space travel.
Damn.
Yeah, that's mad. So, basically, the space race. Picture yourself. It's post-World War II. World War II's just finished, and those two nukes were dropped on Japan. You've heard about that, right?
Yeah.
We dropped two nukes on Japan. Now, those were and still are the most powerful weapons that man has ever made with those nukes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely devastating. It was awful. And after World War II finished, two huge superpowers in the world came. It was America and Russia. America was capitalist, which is like what we are now, and Russia was communist, which is a whole different thing, which we won't get into. It's a different system of government. It doesn't work. So that's what you got to basically know for that anyway. And basically what happened was something called the Cold War, which was basically Russia versus the USA after World War II. What happened was America used these nukes on Japan, and then Russia was like, we need nukes as well because they're really powerful. And then we can fight anyone off. And America was like, we need more nukes. So if anyone fights us, we can all nuke each other.
Okay. Of course, yeah.
Now, what happened was the nukes or the missiles, as they had them, could only travel about 150 miles from where they were being launched. And of course, USA and Russia are about 1,500 miles from each other. So if they started a war, their nukes wouldn't reach each other.
Yeah.
So basically what they both decided was, we need to get these missiles into space so we can move them through space and then drop back down and hit the country that we want to hit.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and so...
That's like effort.
Yeah, I know. So both of these countries were like, that's the key to beating each other if it ever comes to a war that bad, right? So... that both countries started researching how they can get their missiles into space. And then once they realized, once they were figuring that out, they were thinking, what if we could have missiles that could spy on the enemy, that we could send them up into space, leave them in space, and we could look at what the other country's doing. And so that's where the idea of space satellites come from. So, which obviously we have now, which are these satellites in space that are monitoring space and things. So... Right. Basically, what we're going to do this with this space race history now, we're going to do it like a game. There's going to be a scoreboard. We're going to have the Russia on one side. We're going to have the US on the other. And what basically happened was they were each trying to beat each other, which with a different milestone for getting into space. So now that they both decided we're going to try and get a satellite into space, it was a race for who can get there first. And basically on October the 4th, 1957, the Russians launched a satellite into space. They were the first ones. So at the moment, it's Russia 1, USA 0.
Mm-hmm.
You up to speed with me now?
Yeah, I've got the maths.
Cool. So after that, NASA was made in America, which we all know who NASA is. They're the big space company. And they were like... They may have put a satellite in space, but we're going to put a human in space. We're going to send a human up there. He's going to chill in space for a bit. He's going to come back down. That's what they decided they were going to do. So, but there's multiple challenges to that. One, if you put a man in space, it's minus 454 degrees in space. So they would more than freeze to death. And also, there's no pressure to keep your blood as a liquid, so your blood would literally boil and you would explode. You're in space. Yes, and also if you put someone into space and when they come back down, the speed that the craft is coming back down will create temperatures of 5,000 degrees, which is half as hot as the sun.
That is mental. So I didn't know any of that.
These are all things that they had to contend with and had to overcome to be able to just put a man in space.
Yeah, that's mad that they overcame all that.
Yeah. So what they did next was
did they?
Yeah, here we go. So what happened next was they launched animals into space. Okay, so both the Russians and the US, they launched chimps and they launched dogs. And what happened was all of them survived getting into the space atmosphere, but they didn't survive the return trip. They couldn't afford to bring them back down, so they just died out in space.
Oh my gosh.
Which is very sad.
That is.
But because they survived the launch into the atmosphere, they're like, well, we can take a human now. So in 1959, NASA selects 7 pilots that they called the Mercury 7 that they were going to try and send into space, and the Soviets selected their own team, the Soviets being the Russians.
Okay.
But on April the 12th, 1967, a Russian named Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space. And he went up there for 108 minutes, which means the scoreboard now is the Russians 2, NASA 0.
Oh.
So the USA are still losing.
Yeah.
So that just 3 weeks later, NASA launches a man into space, but his trip was a lot shorter, but they still got him there. So it was a good morale boost for America. They're like, yeah, we still did
imagine.
It. But we've got to beat the bloody communist Russians. Tensions are rising between Russia and America, and also there's a crap ton of stuff happening on the ground in Earth. At the same time, you know the Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
At the same time, Russia elected a wall through Germany and through all of Eastern Europe to separate Eastern Europe from the West, which was a huge amount of tension in the countries. So that was creating a lot of crap. And, you know, so not only are they trying to get into space, the world's in a bit of a crap place as well. So John F. Kennedy, who was the president of the US at the time, he went on, I've got a sound clip here. He went on TV and he made this statement to the people of America.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
So he goes on TV, he's like, we're going to do this by the end of the year, which is a bold statement. They got a year to put a man on the moon and bring him back. And, you know, they're already behind the Russians 2-0.
That's mad.
So they create this thing called Project Apollo, and John F. Kennedy, the president, he is fully behind NASA. He's putting so much money into it. And on November the 16th, he visits NASA, Cape Canaveral, to help build morale and get everyone ready. But then 6 days later, he is assassinated and he dies.
Oh,
which I don't know if you've heard about John F. Kennedy being assassinated, but
yeah,
that is also a conspiracy theory, but that's something for another time. So 6 days later, Kennedy's assassinated. NASA's lost their best, you know, their greatest fan, their cheerleader. So morale's bad for them. And then in 1964, the Vietnam War starts, and about 100,000 Americans are shipped off to Vietnam to go fight in a war. And also after then, the Soviets just start racking up a bunch of firsts in the space race. They get the first object to touch down on the moon. They get the first...
Oh my God, what was it?
I don't know what it was. It was just like a probe or something. They get the first woman in space. And they also get the first spacewalk. They get the first guy out floating around in space. So they rack up a 5-0 lead between Russia and the USA.
Bloody hell.
So we're getting close now. And it's gotten to the point where landing a man on the moon is USA's only hope, because government that are basic and the American people are like, if you don't land someone on the moon, we're going to stop your space funding because the Russians are just winning. Right. So they then make a huge rocket called the Saturn V. And this is a big thing. It's 363 feet. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty. And it has the power of more than 43 jumbo jet planes. Right.
Whoa.
Huge bloody rocket. And so, and there are also rumors that the Soviets have their own rocket. So NASA's in a panic. They want to get everyone out. So in 1968, you've got assassinations and riots happening in America. Everything's in turmoil. You've got thousands of men coming back from Vietnam in body bags. They're losing the Vietnam War. And the Soviets, they've also got crap as well. They've got the first man they sent into space. He died in a plane crash. Their morale is really low. So one of them wants a man on the moon. They want someone to get there. So, of course. And both of them, both of these countries desperately want that victory. In August of 1968, NASA announces that they will take their first shot at the moon by the end of the year. Okay? Not to land, though. They want to get someone to orbit the moon in the rocket and then fly back.
Okay.
They end up doing that on my birthday in 1968.
Ah.
They send three men. It takes them 3 days to get there. And then they go around the moon and then they come back. So they're like, yes, we can do this. We got this. All right? So mm-hmm. it's now 5-1. To the Russians and the USA, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a success. And then 7 months later, right? 7 months later, everyone turns on their TVs and they hear this.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And the USA has done it. In 1969, they put a man on the moon, and I've written America won. is what I've written. And basically, that was watched by 500 million people when that was first broadcast. And in the 3 years afterwards, they put another 10 Americans on the moon, and the Russians completely abandoned any projects to put their own people on the moon once Americans won.
Yeah, fair enough.
So now that you know the struggle it was to get to the moon, how bad Russia was behind, Russia was ahead and America was behind, the conspiracy is that they faked the moon landings because they were so behind that they just faked it so they could ensure that they got a win. Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you.
So basically that's where the conspiracy theory comes from. They didn't have a hope of getting to the moon anyway. They were losing 5-0. So they just faked it. They shot it on a soundstage. It's all a movie, you know. That's why the Russians
and
should have done it.
And they've kept up the lie all this time until now.
Yeah.
Even though you've just told me that other people have landed on the moon since.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the following 10 people that America put on the moon, those were also faked.
Yeah, but you've just told me that there's like 500 people that have landed on the moon or something.
No. That statistic is how many people have been in space, not landed on the moon.
Oh, sorry. Right, yeah. Okay.
So I've got a list, basically, of evidence for and evidence against the moon landings happen. But first, the votes have changed a bit on our Instagram poll about who thinks they're fake and who doesn't. Could you tell me the
not
updated
massively,
results?
Not massively, but we've gone from like 7% of people thinking that it's fake to now 10% of people. So we've had like an extra couple of votes thinking that yes, it's fake.
Okay. So
so like 3% more basically.
Okay.
I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's getting closer to the 1 in 6 in England statistic.
Yeah.
That we've got.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna talk first. We'll talk about what evidence people have that the moon landings are fake first. Firstly, I'm gonna tell you guys some of the claims, and obviously you as well, T, because you don't know, some of the claims people have made. More recent celebrities, Joe Rogan and Shane Dawson, don't believe the moon landings happened. They think they were faked.
Well, who gives a f*** what Shane Dawson thinks?
Yeah, I mean, he screws cats, so I don't think his opinion
apparently
is very valid. One of the first claims that was made was this US Navy officer called Bill Kazing, who said that there's a 0.0017 chance of a successful landing on the moon.
That's wild. That's so tiny.
That's very tiny. But also, he is a US Navy officer, so what does he know about space? He's on the sea.
Yeah.
You know? Where's he gotten this number from?
But out of thin air.
Yeah.
Literally.
Another claim is from the Flat Earth Society, because of course, in 1980, they said that the whole thing was staged by Hollywood, sponsored by Walt Disney, and directed by Stanley Kubrick.
They're quite particular with the people and the company they've chosen there. It's quite interesting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, but I mean, where have they pulled this idea from? Again,
out of thin air.
Yeah, but the thing is, now we're going to get onto the evidence that they bring to the table.
Yes, this is what I want to know.
Okay, so their first bit of evidence is that basically that when you look at the photos of the men on the moon, the shadows don't match up. So one shadow of a man will be going this direction and a shadow of like the spacecraft will be going in a slightly different direction. So they're basically saying if the moon was only lit by the sun, the light should only be coming in one direction, so the shadows should be going the same way. So it's obviously multiple lights from a film studio making the illusion of the shadows looking in different places.
Oh my god, okay. That's like precise, isn't it?
Yeah, I will get to debunking these theories. The second evidence against is that in all of the pictures of the man on the moon and the man walking and stuff, when you look at the sky, there's no stars in the sky. It's just black. So they're saying they didn't have the technology to fake a scene with stars, so they just decided on a blank black set.
But like, I swear sometimes you can look up and you won't see any stars in the sky. So like, that could just be that night.
Yeah, I have got a rebuttal to that as well. There's four or five main points, and I want to read them out, and then I'm going to get to
what
the thoughts are on those. The next one is they stepped on the moon, they put the flag down, the American flag.
Yeah.
They basically said the flag is waving in the video, but there's no wind on the moon. So how is the flag waving, right?
Oh my god, wait, I haven't even thought about any of this. That's mad.
Yeah, so that's another one. And then the last one is just the simple one is if you know, we've been able to land on the moon, why haven't we gone back since 1972? Why haven't we gone back?
But people haven't they?
Not since 1972, no. Not set foot on the moon. People have gone into space, flown in the orbit.
So what, he's... satellites. So how many people have been on the moon then?
About 13.
And the last one was 1972?
1972, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good point. Why hasn't there been any more? I mean, especially if at the moment they're doing all this, like, they've now moved on to Mars, haven't they?
Well, they're planning Mars. They've got the huge... Well, they are planning on going back to the moon. They've got this huge... It is... Oh, I find it so fascinating. It's incredible, right? It's going to get to a point in a couple years where there is never not people on the moon, because what they're planning on having this satellite that's sort of like a petrol station sort of in the sky, and they'll have a group of astronauts that will park up on this satellite, then that satellite will have a rocket which will land on the moon, and they'll set up a little moon base, and then there'll be people coming from the moon to the satellite to Earth constantly. And so there'll be a rotation of people, and there will always be someone on the moon at some point.
What the...
Yeah, it's going to be proper sci-fi stuff. And then they are hoping that once they get all that working and constantly, and they can figure out the fuel and how to do that effortlessly, it will help them to get to Mars, because in a rocket it takes 3 days to get to the moon. If you would take a rocket to Mars, it would take 8 months.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's what they've got to overcome this time, is how they can have a rocket that stores enough fuel and enough resources to last an 8 month trip to get to Mars.
You need enough food and water and everything for 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. But I didn't know any of that.
If you go on NASA's website, they basically, I think the middle of last year, they did this sort of mission statement video where they had this cool presentation explaining all of their plans to do with space. Some of the stuff they're planning to do, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Honestly, how dare I say at the start of this segment, oh yeah, I like space, I think space is awesome, and know nothing about any of these things.
Because something my brother told me the other day, which I think is mad, is something like since 2011 was the last time that humans, the only place humans were, was on Earth. Since 2011, there has always, constantly, been at least one man in space.
Really?
Yeah. So, before, so 2011 or something was the last time that humans were only on Earth.
Wow.
That's mad, isn't it? Anyway, so I'm going to debunk those four things for you right here. So anyone that's got any doubts about the moon landings, you know, can shut up. So here we go. You ready? So the first one was the shadows in the photo aren't parallel. You know what I was saying? So they're saying there's more than one light source, so they were in a film studio. It's because of the photography. Basically, when you're moving a picture, so the world around us is 3D, but pictures are 2D. And when you're moving something from 3D to 2D, the perception can change and things can look different. And they're basically saying if you go outside when the sun is low, even on the Earth, and you look down, there are shadows going in different directions. Because it's just the trickery of light and just light changing. And if you look at photos people have taken on Earth, then the light changes.
Yeah, it's the shadow isn't always in front or behind. Like, sometimes I've seen it to the side.
Yeah, it's literally as simple as that.
Yeah.
That one. So
Fair enough. That one's that does make yeah, that makes sense. Like,
the second one was that why in none of the photos is there no stars in the sky? That one is simple. So you know when we're walking about during the day on Earth and the sky is blue and there's no stars, on the moon during the day the sky is black.
Well, that's literally what I said. Like, you know, it could just be that the stars weren't visible at that point.
Daytime on the moon, it's a black sky.
So he landed at daytime then?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fair enough.
And then what was the next one?
The wind.
Oh, the flag
is
waving.
This is what I'm interested about.
Flag is waving, but there's no wind. This one is great because it just goes to show you how much NASA thought of the whole trip, the little details they thought of.
Yeah.
They knew ahead of time that there's no wind on the moon, but they knew that they wanted to put a flag down on the moon and they wanted everyone to see the American flag. So what they did was they just made a flagpole that was an L shape. And they just had a piece of metal along the top and put the flag like that so that the flag would go out straight and it wouldn't droop down. That's it.
Oh.
So they just made an L-shaped flagpole and put the
flag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
So it wasn't waving in the wind then?
No, it was just out straight.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's waving.
So what, have they like proven that? Have they like taken a picture of the pole?
Yeah, you can, if you look at the, because there's obviously people have recolorized and high depth pictures from the 1969 when they landed on the moon, and you can see a metal pole along the top. You can see, so makes sense, right? And
it's like, it's such a shame because they put so much effort into all of this and now literally you've just got these conspiracists that are just picking apart at every single detail.
Yeah.
And but like, it's great because they're literally coming back like, well, they're because of this, because of this, because of this, and it's like you have nothing to stand on anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And the final evidence that they've put against this, well, why haven't we been back, right?
Yeah.
And the simple one is that was that, so the last mission was in 1972 and basically political priorities changed. They won the race. There was no need to go back to the moon, like apart from all that's on the moon is a few rocks and things like that. There's not much else you can do. And they basically changed their priorities to making these space stations where there's always a human on the moon. Human in the moon. So you didn't need to go there.
It's kind of like they proved their point. They don't need to keep on proving it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think that the world spends $62 billion a year on space travel, that's a lot of money to waste on a trip that you don't need to make. Yeah.
Exactly. That is a good point, to be fair. I thought of it like that.
One statistic, which I mean, whether we should be doing space travel or not is a question for another day. But if you wanted to solve the world hunger crisis, it would cost $36 billion.
Yeah, I know.
And space travel is 62. Yeah, it's mad. But that's a lot of money to waste.
Well, I mean, it's not even like there's so many things. Like people's network is enough to solve poverty and stuff like that, and they don't. So
there is so that's debunking the theories that these conspiracy people come up with. But I've also got some evidence, just general evidence, that we did actually go. First one is that basically third party evidence exists. So there's evidence that, say, NASA the company has their own evidence that's like, oh, we went to the moon, but people could all be like, well, you're the company that did it, you doctored the images, blah blah blah.
Right.
But there's companies that aren't NASA, that aren't tied to them at all, that have like their own satellites and images and been like, no, we've got evidence that they went. Like,
that's good. I like that.
You know? And basically, satellites since the year 2000 have gone over the moon, have taken pictures, and you can see the flag still there. You can, if you zoom in far enough, you can see their footprints. Like,
wow.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Also, in 2012, they released an image that they'd taken, and you can see the flag still standing. So, like, obviously we went.
Yeah. And,
and basically, also, since all of the trips to the moon, they've brought back 382 kilograms of moon rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that makes me think from this one, that makes me think we definitely went, is the space race, which I explained earlier, was a race between the USA and Russia, and obviously the Americans won against Russia. So you would think Russia would be a bit sore about the fact that they lost. Yeah. So when the Americans brought their moon rocks to Chinese, Japanese and Russian scientists to do tests on, why would the Russians then go, yes, these are definitely from the moon, absolutely? If they were a bit sore, you know, you think they would be
I get what you mean.
Yeah. So Russian scientists said these moon rocks that they got from American people are actually from the moon.
But, I mean, obviously it's ethical to not lie as well.
I suppose so, yeah, but
like, I guess they were literally just doing it, not because they're not, like, bitter or anything, it's just because they have to, like, it's their job.
Yeah, obviously I get that.
How can they tell if it was from the moon? Like, I don't know, I'm not a scientist. There's obviously a system.
I didn't write this down in my notes, but the documentary that I one of the articles that I read did touch on this, and it's something to do with there's like a type of glass or crystal in moon rocks that if it was in the Earth atmosphere, it would have whittled away over a certain amount of time. Being the moon's atmosphere, it doesn't. So
I'm guessing that moon rock has whittled away now then.
Yeah, I think it's the amount of time whittled away, or if you preserve it in a certain place, maybe in a vacuum or something, they can keep it. I don't know.
Interesting. But, very interesting. So yeah, I believe it happened, because also, like, it's fun to believe that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, why are you, like, I learned about it in school. Why would you ruin, like, kids? I remember everyone was so excited learning about Neil Armstrong. And, like, you know, imagine then you grow up and you hear that, oh, it's not true. And the thing is, like, if it wasn't true, the amount of people that have, like, kept this covered up,
yeah,
all for just beating a country, it just seems a little bit pathetic.
400,000 people were employed at NASA at the time that man stepped foot on the moon. So you would have had to keep silent 400,000 people, and
that's
you would think in the amount of time one of them might have let slip something.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's ridiculous. But I think both of us, our court case verdict, finality is that the moon landings did happen and this conspiracy theory is bogus.
Right? Yeah.
Is that our decision?
I think, I agree.
We did our first one.
And we agreed on it.
We agreed as well. That's fantastic. But I would like to know what everyone else thinks. If people think that I've missed out some points, I was quite thorough with my research, but I am just one man.
Maybe I'll have to research the next one.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. If I've missed out on any research or any points that you think, you know, absolutely prove that the moon landings were fake, then please message them in on our Instagram at the court case, not at the, just at court case podcast. And are there any conspiracy theories that you would like us to cover next? Since we started, I thought we would start with like a classic one to get the ball rolling, but if there's any more niche ones that people want us to cover, I would love to do that. There are a lot of cool interesting ones out there, and just like cool stories and stuff. I mean, like, for example, I touched on one, John F. Kennedy, while he was assassinated. Yes. Loads of people think that was the government that did that. It wasn't the guy that did it.
It's just so interesting talking about all this stuff.
Mm.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, conspiracy theories, we're never going to know the real answer.
No.
But, like, I feel like with this one, we do know. It's just people...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, people wanting to make it something else, which is fair and fine.
Absolutely,
but...
yeah. There's...
I think people are just so sceptical as well to believe everything so quickly.
Yeah. I think, apparently, after... Which I think is really interesting. Apparently... fever on the moon landings being faked got really popular just after 9/11.
The
same time 9/11 happened, and obviously you got conspiracies that that was fake and everything, people obviously latched onto other stuff, and so the moon landings being faked became really popular as well. That's one that I would like to touch on, to be fair, because that's an interesting one. That definitely happened, but the conspiracy is that it was orchestrated by the USA, by their own people. It wasn't, you know, the terrorists. That's basically what the conspiracy theory is. And there's and to be fair, that one has more evidence for it being true than the moon landings do. That's a bit more of a more difficult one.
Oh, okay. Well, but, I'm interested in the pyramids one. I hear loads of people talking about that.
Yeah, who built the pyramids?
I find it mental, but I've seen a lot of things lately that's like making me sway the other way. So,
humans didn't build the pyramids, or what?
Well, I'll keep my opinions until we get to the topic. Otherwise, people are not going to be excited for it, are they?
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, please, if you have any conspiracy theories that you would like us to cover, please message in. Next week's podcast is going to be a cool one. We've got our now good friend of ours, Jack Randall, on the show. He's our first male podcast collab, really.
He is, indeed.
He does.
And he's a lovely chap.
Yeah, Canadian fella. He does a podcast called Stay at Home Son, which is like, but he talks about...
A play on words. It's ironic. He doesn't want to be a stay at home son.
Yeah, that's what the aim of his podcast is. He likes traveling and things like that and visiting different people that are running their own businesses and stuff. It sounds quite interesting. We had a really great chat with him about loads of different stuff.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's what you guys have got to look forward to next week.
We've got more collabs lined up.
We have got more collabs lined up.
And obviously so many more fun conspiracy theories to talk about. Yeah. This is literally only the beginning, guys. Episode 20, like, mental.
Only the beginning. We've got exciting plans, not just collabs, for the podcast in general coming up over the next couple months. So,
oh my God, next month will be a good month, guys, I promise.
Yeah, yeah. But so that's stuff for you guys to look out for. But in regards to this episode, we're coming to the end now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you guys next week. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you very soon.
Adios, guys.
Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy. See you later.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.